My name is Malcolm Walker. I'm the podiatrist. I've been going up to Mallacoota now for just over about 12 years.
And tell me how you're getting to Mallacoota.
We've just flown back from Mallacoota back down to Bairnsdale, yeah.
Yeah, in a small aeroplane.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It depends on what the weather conditions are like as to what type of plane we take up.
It's not just miners who are fly-in, fly-out workers. Lots of people take to the skies to make their commute just that little bit easier. Hello, I'm Mim Cook. Malcolm Walker, other allied healthcare professionals, even IT specialists, in the East Gippsland centre of Bairnsdale, regularly commute by light aircraft to reach some of the more remote areas of their patch. In just an hour, they can reach their patients in the small fishing town of Mallacoota. Otherwise, it's a long 5-hour car trip up the coast road.
So I'm Shay Powley and I'm a speech pathologist from Bairnsdale Regional Health Service. And we rock up to the airport here in Bairnsdale about 9 o'clock or later if you're me. And we hop on our little 4-seater plane and it takes about an hour to get down to Mallacoota. And we spend the day there sort of from about 10:30 and we get on the plane back about 4 o'clock and fly home.
Thane Russell and we do IT support for Mallacoota Health Service. So we go up probably 4 times a year and just do what we need to do on site and the rest of it is done remotely.
And during the day, so I spend my morning at the kinder and I work with the kids and do some mat time and individual activities for kids that need it. And then I might see a few adults at the centre in the afternoon if I've got time and if there's a need. Mostly working with the kids down in Mallacoota.
Yeah. And why is it important for you all to be flown into Mallacoota? Why do they need you?
Well, I think Mallacoota is a pretty remote type of area and so therefore we need to have people like us going in there. I mean, I think it would probably take the people from Mallacoota an hour and a half to get to Orbos Hospital and perhaps even an hour to get up to Marimbula. So for us going to see them, not all those people have to travel. We can just go and see them instead.
So today I was there making some network changes and installing some new network equipment and setting up some new computers for new staff. So, yeah, it's much more time efficient to fly there. It takes an hour rather than a 5-hour drive, so it's a lot better and good fun for us.
And, Shay, if you weren't going into Mallacoota, would those children get to see a speech pathologist?
No. So we're really struggling, actually. It's a real struggle to find anyone locally to work with these kids. The closest service was Pambula District Community Health, and that was up in New South Wales, but they're no longer accepting kids from Victoria because obviously funding is always an issue in healthcare. So, yeah, in terms of kids accessing regular and timely early intervention, they really need the service. And I know the residents and community of Mallacoota find, you know, our outreach visits quite invaluable, really.
Yeah. Do you have any stories of special moments that you've had with a patient?
Look, I think it just comes down to some of the people up there are pretty frail and so therefore they just find it difficult just to get in the car, you know, back problems and all those types of things. So if we can go and see them rather than them actually sort of travel, I mean, this is what we do all the time. So, yeah.
And can you just tell me about being on a light plane? That's got to be a pretty good perk of the job.
Yeah, when it's beautiful weather and there's sunshine going down on East Gippsland coastline, it's quite beautiful. And we've seen whales and dolphins and all sorts of lovely wildlife, which is always really exciting. It can be exciting too if there's inclement weather.
Can you tell me about that?
I don't want to put people off.
Tell us the truth. Tell us about being in a storm.
Well, the thing is, we've got some pilots, and these guys are
fantastic.
really good, and they're very, very experienced in whatever condition it is. So when we go into the plane, we know that we're actually sort of in good hands. But the thing is, I mean, like when you fly, the conditions are always variable, and you just don't know what's going to happen. So the forecast could be really quite sunny, and all of a sudden we've got clouds coming in and everything, and sometimes we may need to take a different direction and everything. But at the end of the day, the pilots, they talk to you and everything and make sure you're really comfortable. So it's been really good, yeah.
And you're not afraid of flying?
No, but it's a very small plane. So if you think about it too much, you're a long way up in a little aircraft, so you can feel a bit vulnerable. Yeah, the pilot's fantastic, so he does a good job, and you just get distracted by the scenery. It's a great view out the window, looking at the coast on the way down, and, yeah, good fun.